Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tonight,
yes.
Park Avenue, New Park Avenue in West Hartford, the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, the Connecticut chapter, will spend the day, actually they'll spend the day all day tomorrow reorganizing Journey Home's new warehouse. To talk about that is Leslie Reynolds, who is the event chair. Leslie, good morning. How are you?
Hi.
I'm sorry, Leslie Raycraft. I'm sorry. I was thinking of somebody who works across the hall. It's Leslie Raycraft. I'm sorry.
Unless you want a job, they'd probably take you.
So explain to us, Leslie, exactly, because Ray, I'll admit, Ray and I weren't familiar with Posh. What exactly is Posh?
I'm a professional organizer, so I do a lot of residential organizing in the greater Hartford area.
And so I guess the question I have is, this is the purpose of this and the reorganization of the warehouse is going to be to do what?
Well, right now, what happened with Journey Home is they recently merged with A Hand Up.
Okay.
And what Journey Home does is they help put the chronic homeless into homes in the greater Hartford area. So with this merge, they have this huge warehouse filled with stuff, and they need a little organizational help to get it more efficient and productive for the whole process.
So what, for example, would be in the warehouse, may I ask? Furniture? I mean, what are you talking about here?
Everything. There's furniture. There's beds, end tables, dressers, kitchen tables, chairs. And then there's a lot of linens, all sorts of linens, lots of dishes, basic household items that they use to help furnish the homes of the people.
And give us, Leslie, give us a little background into Journey Home as well.
Well, Journey Home is also another nonprofit organization, and it got started by a woman, Sarah Solomon, who used to just pick up all this furniture along the roadside and figured it could be used for a better good. So that's what Journey Home does.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, it's okay. That's right.
Well, let's say I'm just looking at this. Who's helping you with this? Simsbury Bank, Karen Bradbury, Closet and Storage Concepts. That'd be useful. Let's see. Matt Bear, Home Depot. Okay, then. Okay, you got some good people signing up here. Stop and Shop.
We couldn't do it without our sponsors. Manafort Brothers was another one. Lowe's, Big Y, Trader Joe's.
God, you got a lot of people on board here.
Leslie, how do you find the people that you're going to help?
With this one, Maple, Connecticut was looking to do a community event, and they asked our group, does anyone know of an organization that could use our help? And I work a lot with Journey Home, because when I go out and do my residential organizing, people are often have so much stuff and they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And I like to say a professional organizer is like a walking Rolodex. We help people find the outlet for their items. And Journey Home is one of my favorite Rolodex resources. And so I suggested we could help them out with the warehouse. And the board chose that they chose Journey Home as the project for the summer outreach program.
Okay.
And this, we should emphasize, this is helping those transitioning from homelessness to a home.
Very nice.
And you give them the supplies to set up their living spaces. I mean, they have to find the living spaces, but you give them everything to make it easier to do so.
Right.
Absolutely. And with this makeover, what's going to happen is it's going to allow Journey Home to be more efficient and productive with the whole process, enabling them to help a lot more people quicker.
Excellent.
If people are interested in pitching in, Leslie, how would they go about doing that?
They can text 44321 give to org, or they can go on the Journey Home website. And there's, if you scroll down, there's an area for this Journey Home makeover event.
Leslie Raycraft is the chair of the summer event. And again, it takes place all day tomorrow, 635 New Park Avenue in West Hartford. Leslie, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for the insight and good luck tomorrow. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
That would be kind of overwhelming, you know, to come in off the street and then you got nothing except four walls. I mean, it ain't so good.
And even though the homeless problem in Hartford is nowhere near
Seattle,
Memphis,
Portland,
places like that.
Denver.
It's still, even if there's one person who's homeless,
exactly,
then that's too many.
So there you
go. So it sounds like this is a very worthwhile activity. And again, Leslie gave you the text number and the website in which to get in touch with them if you'd like to give a helping hand, then hopefully you do.
Well, you are those kind of people. That's the way you work.
Right. That's the way our listeners are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.